Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Moray Naftali here with you again at 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and a pleasure to stand with you all this night, even the night of the sixth day, to bring forth this great sacrifice, even the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. I'm very elated, I'm very delighted and excited. For I love the Almighty, I love His truth, I love His words. And when you have a spirit of understanding, and you understand what all this thing is about, and you understand that you serve Him, and fulfilling a great purpose, man, it's rejoicing to the heart. So praise the mighty Yah, and shalom to all my brothers and sisters that has joined us in this great sacrifice to indulge and to dive into the truth and the words of the Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. I'm going to take you to the book of Psalms, the most read book in the scriptures. Psalms, the 96th chapter, to begin tonight's program. And tonight, we will be dealing with glory and strength. For right here in Psalms 96, let's start at verse 1. Sing unto Yah a new song. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth. Sing unto Yahweh. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. And yes, we're supposed to be serving Yah, blessing Yah, and singing unto Yah day to day. And this, don't think in your mind that a song just means you have to sing like Beyonce. You have to sing a melodious song. You can sing with your actions. You can sing
with just your words of truth and honor. These are all sweet unto the Almighty. It's like music to the ears when you hear a man praising Yah in the spirit of truth. And so, yes, day to day, show forth his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen. And you declare his glory through actions. You declare his glory through your words. You declare his glory through your whole being and who you are. And what do you represent? Declare his wonders among all people. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all deities. For all the deities of the nations are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Yahweh is great. Excuse me, sixth verse. Honor, majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Because the sanctuary, that's how you come before the Almighty. And when you before Yah, it has to be by the way of honor and majesty. Because honor and majesty, that's what's before him. Strength and beauty is what is before him. Strength and beauty is what he will allow to come before him. And this is why we're dealing with glory and strength. Because this is what glory and strength is all about, people. It's all about honor. It's all about majesty. It's all about strength and beauty. Glory and strength go hand in hand. Glory brings strength. Let me say that right. Glory comes with strength. And strength brings glory. Seventh verse. Give unto Yah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto Yah glory and strength. This is why we have to deal with glory and strength. Because this inspiration of these holy scriptures is expecting us to do all that which is written therein. Give unto Yah glory and strength. Give unto Yah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. An offering is telling you to bring his glory and strength. This is the sacrifice Yahweh wants. He wants you to give him glory and strength, people. And what is this glory and strength? The strength and glory that the Almighty is looking for. And before I even show you, let me show you this here in Psalms 89. This is why the greats, the teachers of righteousness, will teach and they will tell their students and their children the same message. Give unto Yah glory and strength. This is what King David told Solomon. Give unto Yah glory and strength. This is what the prophets told the people. This is what the priests told the people. O ye kindred of the people, give unto Yah glory and strength. This is the only thing that Yahweh will allow to be in his presence. This is the only thing that Yahweh will allow to be before him. This is what Yahweh at the ultimate day, at the end time, at the end of the day, this is what Yahweh will allow into his sanctuary. His holy sanctuary that's established and sprinkled with holiness of his anointing oil and his anointing water and his anointing spirits and his holy name. He will accept nothing but glory and strength. Psalms 89. I'm going to start reading at verse 6. For who in the heaven can be compared unto Yahweh? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto Yah? And you have mighty men that's lived upon earth who were famous And King David was even amongst one of these mighty, famous men. They sung songs about this man. Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000s. This man slew a lion and a bear with the palm of his hands. He took down a giant with the sling of a shot, a stone, a smooth stone. This man was an assassin for the Almighty, a bloody man. He had the spirit of the Almighty upon him, and there was no man that was able to stand before him. He was a winner. He had no losses. But what amongst even these kind of men can be compared unto Yah? Elohim is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, to be had in reverence of all that are about him. And the saints will truly reverence the Almighty, and they will reverence his word. They will tremble at his word. It says this, O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, who is strong, Yah, like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee. See, faithfulness is strength, people. Faithfulness is set. Faithfulness is established. When you read and study faithfulness, it's a thing that can't be moved. It's so strong, you can't even move it. It's established, it's set. You can't change it. You can't do nothing about it. It's faithful. Like the sun and moon and the stars, there's nothing you can do to get them out of their courses. They're going to do what they do. They're strong. They're faithful. They're on time. You can count on it. You can bank on it because it don't change. It don't move. And it's set. It's faithful. And there's only faithfulness around about Yah, because strength is around about Yah. It says, who is strong, Yah, like unto thee, or to the faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them, because he's a strong Elohim. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thy enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, and as for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. Yes, Yahweh with his strong hand has done all these things. See, he's strong. And so you have to know that Yahweh, he wants strength around him. This is why we have to give glory and strength unto the Almighty, because this is what he's pleased with. This is his way. This is who he is. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is thy right hand. And Yahweh has commissioned us and told us all over the book that we must train ourselves to be like him, to walk in his ways, to humble ourselves, and to forsake our own thought, and forsake our own way, and adopt the spirit, the word, the way of Yah. And the scriptures will tell us in Proverbs, the 90th, Proverbs 10 and 25, it says that the way of Yah is strength to the upright. I'll read that real quick and make sure that's Proverbs 10 and 25. Then I'm going to come right back here and finish this, because I want you to see the strength of Yah and why this is the sacrifice that Yahweh is looking for. He's looking for glory and strength. And this is why the greats, they know it. And this is why they have told us to give Yahweh this. 10 and That's not the right scripture. Hold on, people. Bear with me. It's actually Proverbs 10 and 29. And it reads, the way of Yahweh is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. And so, yes, we know that the way of Yahweh is all about strength. And you have to know, to really serve the Almighty, you have to be strong. Like he told Joshua, be strong and of a good courage, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law that is written therein. And if you think you're going to serve the Almighty without strength, without training yourself to do something extraordinary, to be very strong, you done sold yourself short. You done bamboozled yourself. Yahweh is not about to accept weakness. Yes, he's been long-suffering. He's been patient. He's been gracious and merciful. But best to believe, by no means will he clear the guilty. And at the time of judgment, if you found weak, and you found to be a person that has not strengthened yourself, you're going to find yourself to be very disappointed. Psalms 89, let me finish reading this. The 13th verse. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is your hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face, because these all are paths of strength. Justice, judgment, mercy, and truth. Praise the mighty God. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Yah, in the light of your countenance. And yes, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to walk in the light of Yah's countenance, which is the strength of Yah. Walking in the strength of Yah. Walking in the spirit of the Almighty. And the spirit of the Almighty, people, is strong. It's very strong. So strong that, yes, you can be long-suffering now. You can be patient now. You can be very slow to anger now. And you can have show forth and use a lot of wisdom now. Because you got the light of Yah's countenance upon you. You're walking in a way of strength. So, yes, Yahweh will accept nothing else. But let me show you this glory and strength that we have to give unto the Almighty, so you can get an understanding that this is the sacrifice that Yahweh wants us to make. This is what Yahweh wants us to give to him. But you have to really understand what glory and strength is all about. Go with me to Psalms, the 8th chapter. I'm going to start at verse 1. For all those that wants to give glory and strength to the Almighty, let's do this. O Yah, our Yah, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy at the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? What is this man, seeing all these other great things that you have created these strongholds, these faithful witnesses. And it is the Son of Man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. And I wanted you to see this because to give glory unto Yah, glory is always attached to honor. So when you honor the Almighty, like the Almighty said in the book of Malachi, the first chapter, if I be a master, then where's my fear? If I be a father, then where is my honor? And when you give honor to the Almighty and you honor your father like you're supposed to, then that's how you give glory unto the Almighty. And glory is always attached to strength. So you're doing two birds with one stone. You give glory unto the Almighty, you giving glory and strength. They don't move without each other. That's why it says give glory and strength unto Yah, because they come in the same package. You can't separate the two. Not the glory that Yah is looking for. It's going to come with strength. But look what it says. He has crowned man with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of your hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep, oxen, yeah, even the beasts of the field, fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Yah, our Yah, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And Yahweh's name represents strength. His name represents him, and he's strong. Everything about Yah's strength. And this is why we strengthen ourselves in the name of the Almighty. This is why we say praise Yah all the time. Because we're trying to continue in the strength of the Almighty. We don't have no strength without Yah's name. There is nothing excellent about us without Yah's name. You want excellency? Well, you have to get hip and in tune with the name of the Almighty. And so, yes, it's always attached to honor. Honor Yah with your substance if you want to give glory to him. Honor Yah, like he told you to honor your fathers and mothers if you want to give glory to him. The scripture say in Proverbs 14, chapter 31st verse, he that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. But he that honors him has mercy on the poor. You want to give glory unto Yah? Where's your mercy on the poor? Scriptures tell us in Proverbs, the 30th chapter, that the righteous considers the poor. As we know how to give honor, glory, and strength to the Almighty, look what it says in Proverbs, the 25th chapter. You're also going to see when it comes to giving, glory and strength unto Yah. Look what it says. Elohim, to conceal a thing, but it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. And so the honor of kings is the same thing as glory of Elohim. This is why it says a glory for Elohim, but then it's an honor for kings. You want to honor the Almighty? What you doing on the Sabbath day? Is you giving glory and strength unto the Almighty on the Sabbath day? The Almighty said, come before me empty. Are you giving glory and strength unto the Almighty? A day that is reserved for his honor, a day that's called honorable, call it honorable and shall honor him. And what are you doing on the Sabbath? Are you being weak? Or are you giving unto Yahweh glory and strength? No matter if you're tired. No matter if you done worked late. You lost sleep. This is what glory and strength is all about. You got to be strong. You got to be faithful. You got to be steadfast. Because Yahweh is well pleased with strength. Everything is not going to always be comfortable for you. You're not going to always get the proper amount of rest. You're not going to always get the proper amount of sleep. And Yahweh going to see fit to it that you don't. Because he's going to test your faithfulness. He's going to test your willpower. He's going to test your sincerity. He's going to test your strength. He's going to test your glory. He's going to test it. Look what it says. Proverbs 20 and 29. Where's your honor? Without honor, you have no glory and strength. You have none. Scriptures say honor out your substance. You got people don't give no substance to the Almighty. Because they don't have no glory. They don't have no strength. Proverbs 20 and 29 says the glory of a young man is their strength. Because like I said, people, they go hand in hand. And the beauty of an old man is the gray head. And the scriptures that tell us about the gray head. It's called the hoary head. The book of Songs, the 90th chapter, the 10th verse, it says that a man's years is cut down to 70. But he will make it to 80 by reason of strength. That strength is also called a crown of glory. Because glory and strength go hand in hand. You can't separate them. And it's time to be strong and very courageous. Listen, what it says further in Proverbs 31. See, people have told our people a false message about the Almighty that he's going to take you as is. He will take you as you are. No, that's one of the biggest lies ever told. For the Almighty is only going to accept you by the way of a sacrifice. That's the only way he's going to accept you. You have to grant yourself, and anything that you've given unto the Almighty, it has to be by way of sacrifice. And anything sacrificed unto the Almighty told us it must be perfect, which means it must be whole, it must be complete, which means he ain't taking nothing half. He ain't taking nothing undone. He's not taking nothing incomplete. And it must be pure. It must be right. Because it might be whole, complete, and done, but it's wicked. So it has to be pure, right, whole, and complete. And so Yahweh is not just accepting you any kind of way. And it must be by way of sacrifice. And we know the sacrifices of Elohim is always through a willing heart, a willing spirit, a willing mind. And willingness means that you desire to do it from your own mind. You desire to do it from your own heart. You desire to do it. You don't have to be forced. You just have the desire, the willingness to make the sacrifice. And that's what Yahweh wants. Here in Proverbs 31, look what it says in the 25th verse. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. because she got order. She's not all over the place, running around like a chicken with her head cut off, don't know if she's coming or going. She got everything in order. And she looking well to the goings of her household. And everybody see that, hey, I'm well and I'm doing good because I got a good mommy. My mom is the bomb. She handled business. And she doing things in a way of judgment. She got order to her steps. And the reason she got order is because strength and honor is her food. And the strength is always attached with honor. Glory is always attached to strength. So you know glory is always attached to honor. You also want to look at this. Let me show you this, people. Psalms, the 78th chapter. Give to Yah glory and strength. This all we have to do is start honoring the Almighty, being an honorable people. And the scriptures teaches about honor. It says humility comes before honor. So when you get to the place of honor, you know you didn't get there until you went through the place of humility. You humbled yourself. You just lowered yourself. You said, man, you know what? Let me stop thinking so much of myself. Let me not get above myself. Let me not get ahead of myself. Let me go ahead and just humble myself down, lower myself, and tell myself, man, you ain't nobody anyway, man. Just sit on down, just shut up. Let me just get myself in a humble place. Let me sit in a humble seat. But no, we come out the woodworks, and we think that we just, we prophets, prophetess, we kings and queens, we princes and princesses, and we just entitled to this and that. But no, you're supposed to just be telling yourself, if you're seeking meekness, if you're seeking humility, you have to be telling yourself humble things. You have to sit down and commune with your heart and be having humble conversations with yourself. Because then you can get to the place of honor. That's when you can get to the place of honor. This is why the scripture saying, in Psalms, the 25th chapter, is it Psalms 25? When it says, those that will abide in the holy hill of Yah, to him that honor, you have to be a kind of person that honors them that fear Yah. And you will find people, they won't even, they have a person that fear Yah and won't give them no honor. And the reason why they won't give them honor is because they haven't humbled themselves. They want to, now I'm on your level too. Or really, I'm above you. And really, it is no race and no competition. Just humble yourself. We don't have to thrive. But I want to show you this in Psalm 78. Look what it says. Is verse 58. For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When Elohim heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men. He delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hands. Yes, and who is his strength? Who is his glory? Well, these are the same things, because they don't go out each other. And Yahweh told us. He said, I created Israel. He told us in a book of Isaiah 43, verse 7, he said, I've created them for my glory. He told us in Jeremiah 51, verse 20, that Israel is my battle wax and weapons of war. He said in Isaiah 53, Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? The arm of Yah is Israel. The strength and the glory of Yah is Israel. And Yahweh's arm is all about glory. It's all about strength. Why do you think he stretched out his arm upon Egypt? To glorify himself with mighty wonders and mighty acts through the children of Israel. And so, yes, he done given his strength and his glory over to the enemies. And listen, this is why we must give. We got to get back to the strength and glory. We have to invest ourselves in the Almighty, because this is our purpose. And how do you fulfill this purpose? We got to start knowing people that our whole life is about making a sacrifice to Yah. You don't have to be a moray to fulfill purpose. You don't have to be a priest to fulfill purpose. You got a, you just a regular person living your regular old life, and you got a great purpose to fulfill. And what is that purpose? To give glory and strength to God by the way of sacrifice. So every day, what show sacrifice are you making? That's all Yahweh want to see. From the highest of us to the lowest of us, what is your sacrifice that you're making? Yahweh got a morning sacrifice, an evening sacrifice. What sacrifice are you making in the morning? What sacrifice are you making in the evening? He got a daily sacrifice. What sacrifice are you making today? Down today, we're supposed to be showing forth the salvation. What sacrifice are you making at night? Your days and your night, the whole purpose is what sacrifice are you going to make for Yah? And it's only one sacrifice Yahweh wants, and that's glory and strength. This is why the Most High told us, go back to Proverbs 31. You have to fulfill this every single day. This is your purpose. I wake up, my whole purpose is, what sacrifice am I going to make today for Yah? And it's great. From a baby all the way up to your elders. That's in your last days. And the fruit of your age. What sacrifice are you going to make, elders? You done lived your life. But do you think that Yahweh has woken you up in vain and that you have nothing left to fulfill from him? No. You must fulfill the sacrifice for Yahweh until your dying day. For the day that you allowed to go without making a sacrifice unto the Almighty, that was a day that you didn't fulfill your purpose. Which means that was a day in vain. It was just a wasted day. It was a vain day. And we know about vanity in the scriptures. Vanity at the end of the day is accounted evil under the sun. So no, Yahweh didn't make you and keep you and bless you through all years, whether you're 60, 70, 80 years old, for you to start dropping a ball on him. No, you have to ask yourself, what sacrifice am I going to make today? In other words, how am I going to show Yahweh strength and glory? How am I going to give glory and strength to Yahweh today? How am I going to honor Yahweh today? And look what it says, like I said, in Proverbs 31. And it says, what my son, and what the son of my womb, in the second verse, and what the son of my house. Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroyeth kings. And what this saying, once you study it and understand it, it's saying to give your heart to him. Because once you give your heart to him, ooh-wee, she's going to become the puppet master. And you're going to be dancing to her beat. And she's going to be pulling your strings. And next thing you know, you done forgot Yah. And Yahweh done lost all strings with you. He done lost inspiration with you. He done lost you. Because once you lose the heart, you done lost your life. You done gave your life to this person. You done gave your strength to this person. Don't give your strength to women, nor to that which destroys kings. And then it says, it's not for kings, O Lemuel, it's not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink. Because at the end of the day, you're still dealing with the heart. And if you live all what you, Yahweh done got you all the way 70, 80 years old, and you still not estranged from your lust, you still haven't broken your heart, you still haven't given glory and strength unto the Almighty is keeping you around just to see. Because the end of the matter is better. Let me see if he's going to end with glory and strength. Like you're on a battlefield, and you know your time is up, and you know you won against 1,000. It ain't no way you win. You already spent all your strength. But a true, strong man, he's going to go out with glory and strength. He's going to swing until the heart stops. And so what are you going to do? Let me show you this in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, because if you're going to give glory and strength unto the Almighty, it's all about your heart, because that's where true glory and strength come from. That's where true strength come from. And strength is what brings glory. You ain't getting no glory unless you tap into something strong. You ain't getting no glory till you tap into strength. And look what the Almighty tells us in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. You think you glorious? See, glory is about beauty, copiousness, something that you just want to be like, something that you just in awe of. And it's exemplary. And it's an example, and you want to just, it's a standard now, because it's glory. It's beautiful. It's an example of strength, faithfulness. And you think you about to have any glory and give glory unto the Almighty when you in a state of weakness, your spirit is weak, your mind weak, your body weak? How your body weak and your spirit weak and you trying to give glory and strength unto the Almighty? This is why the scriptures tell us in Proverbs, the 24th chapter, verse 10, it says that the wise increases strength. Let me hold my page at Ezekiel 16. I just want to read that and make sure. I just want to quote it right. Proverbs 24:10. Man. Well, I must have wrote down the wrong scripture, but I'm going to just quote it best as I can. It says that the wise increases in knowledge, and a man of knowledge increases in strength. Because he knows, man, I gotta be strong. I can't just be weak. Which means to be strong, you have to train yourself. Train a child up in the way he should go, and he shall not depart thereof. Abraham had 318 trained servants. The scripture say a child left alone, making his mother and father ashamed, because he ain't had no training. And if you want to be strong, you have to train yourself. This is why Yahweh tell us in Psalms, the first chapter, that blessed the man that sitteth not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yah day and night. And in his law does he meditate day and night. So day and night you have to do it, because that's your training. When you train yourself, it takes diligence. Diligence is, I got to do this thing every day and every night. A little bit this day, a little bit this night, and just a little bit a day go a long way. But nothing a day is very damaging. You don't realize how damaging it is to sit and waste a whole day. You can take a whole day for granted. That's why I said, even for our elders, when you get to your elder years, you really can't take days for granted. Then, when Yahweh still giving you days, you can't waste them. You still have to train yourself. You still have to go out in the way of glory and strength. Let me read this here in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. And this is why we're doing this fast. We're training ourselves to just do something that we never thought we can do. Ezekiel 16, I'm going to start at verse 25. It says, that has built, you built your high places at every head of the way, and has made thy beauty to be abhorred, and has opened thy feet to everyone that passed by, and multiplied your whoredoms. This Yahweh is speaking in a, and it sounds purple, but it's the truth. It's direct, because we played the whoredom with other deities. And when people came to us, we just took on. We took it on. They came with this and they came with that, and we adopted everything. But look what it says. Thou didst trust in your own beauty, playedst the harlot because of thy renown, and pouredst out through fornications on everyone that passed by. He is it was. You didn't knock down no deities. None of their ways. You just took it all. And of thy garments thou didst take and deckest thy high places with diverse colors, and playedst the harlot thereupon. The like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels, my gold and my silver, which I have given thee, and madest to thyself image of men, and didst commit whoredom with them. Not knowing the sun, these same images of men, they went on their necks today. And took as thy broidered garments, covers them, and thou hast set my oil and my incense before them. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil, honey wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savour. And thus it was, says Yahweh Elohim. And moreover, you take your taking thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter? Excuse me, I got to skip forward. I started in a place. Let's get to the meat of this matter. Yahweh said in the 30th verse, how weak is your heart, says Yah. How weak is your heart that you don't deny nothing? Everything that come down your path, you open yourself to. You don't have no distraction. You just got a very weak heart. And how weak is your heart, says Yah, seeing thou do all these things, the work of an imperious, foolish woman. And that's how you act. You act like an imperious, whorish woman. The whole nation as a whole, you look like an imperious, whorish woman. But a backwards whorish woman. Because even when the other nations are, Yahweh look at them as whorish women. But at least they take gifts for their whoredom. They take reward for their whoredom. But Yahweh said, Israel, you give rewards for your whoredom. And you give gifts. It's backwards. But like you said, how weak is your heart? And people, when your heart is weak, you ain't giving no glory and strength unto the Almighty. Because when your heart is weak, your life is weak. Your strength is weak. And next thing you know, your life becomes about a woman. Next thing you know, your life becomes about what you eat in the day and what you eat in the night. Next thing you know, your life becomes about all these things that at the end of the day is vanity. When y'all over there listen, I'm your life. I'm the length of your days. I'm your exceeding great reward. Wisdom. Let's go here to Psalms 119, verse 28. So we are lust and desire the women, and lust and desire this, and lust and desire that. But Psalms 119, verse 128. Actually, no. Psalms 119, verse 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. And that's good. It's good to be melted in heaviness. For Yahweh will begin to look at you. Yahweh wants you to understand something. Yahweh wants to give you something. And he know he got to melt you. He know he got to put something heavy on you to bring you down, so he can bless you. But when you high, and when you haughty, and when you lift up, and when you mounted up, he knows that he cannot bless you. He will not bless you. He can't honor you because you're not on the path of humility. You're not on the path of affliction. And at the end of the day, you can't give glory and strength unto Yah in that state. But it says, my soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. And who's looking to be strengthened according to the word? For the Almighty. For the word is our life and the length of our days. This is our strength. This is our glory. This is why I'm very excited to be here this evening, myself personally, because I know this is my strength. I know this is my glory. I done been out there and tried to tap into other things to bring glory and have strength and praise, and it's failing. It's false. It's foolishness. It's embarrassing. But this right here, people, I'm in a zone that I'm in. I need to be. Now I'm on the right stage. For Yahweh said, I'm your praise, if you want some praise. I'm your glory. Where is that at? Let's look what he says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. The 21st verse. He said, he is your praise. He is your Elohim that has done for thee these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons, and now Yah, thy Elohim, has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. So, yes, Yahweh said, listen, this word, this is going to be your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall see. And say, let's go there, since we're in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. The 6th verse, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this is a great nation, a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who has Elohim so nigh to them, as Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him. And see, we investing in the wrong baskets, people. We have to ask the Almighty to strengthen us according to his words. And we have to make that investment. If you're going to give unto Yahweh glory and strength, you have to, it's a sacrifice. Which means what? You got to sacrifice your heart. You got to sacrifice your time, your energy. And you have to allow the word of the Almighty, the law, statutes, and the judgments of the Almighty. You think the Almighty said this for nothing? Look what he says in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is one. Thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all your heart, with all thy soul, and with all your might. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in your heart. Because these words is what's going to strengthen your heart. And if you ain't reading these words, talking about these words, it ain't going to never be in your heart. And you have to have a strong heart to give glory and strength unto the Almighty. Thou should teach them diligently unto your children. Thou should talk to them when thou sittest in your house. You should, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when you rise up. You think Yahweh said that for nothing? That's your investment. That's the way you're supposed to be walking. That's the edge. You got to be training yourself to get to that, to this level. And if you're not focusing on that, your focus, your lens, your focus is cloudy, off, it's out of order. But when this becomes your focus, and you're teaching your children, I don't care what you're doing. People run around here, they busy and busy and busy, but they ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. You're not doing nothing. Because there is no purpose to your end game. There is no purpose in your point. Especially when your responsibility and your priorities is lacking. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be frontless between your eyes. Do you got the law in your hand? And here I am, I done left law. But I got it in my hand right now, so praise the mighty Yah. But it says, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon your hand. They shall be as frontless between your eyes because you want to see it. You want this thing to get in your heart, and the windows to your heart is through your eyes, through your ears, through your mouth, through your nose, through the touch and feel upon your soul. This is the wind. This is how you get to the heart. And it says, thou shalt write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. So yes, people, this is how we even get to the level of glory and strength. You got to get your levels up so you can start giving glory and strength unto the Almighty. And every time you go in a way of strength, you go in a way of honor, that's how you give it to the Almighty. He just wants to see you take one step into being strong. And now you're giving strength unto the Almighty. One step into doing something glorious. Now you're giving glory to the Almighty. But then you have a day where you ain't made no steps, or you just going backwards. So at the end of the day, the Almighty told us in the book of Psalms, the 4th chapter, we have to be strong, especially, and I can't say especially because Yahweh is not having false balances where the man has to be stronger than the woman. No, a woman has to reach her full potential strength just as well as a man has to reach his full potential strength. It's just like paying tithes. Your tithe might be a tithe of $100, but it's still a tenth. My tithe might be a tithe of $1,000, but it's still a tenth. Although one might be greater than the other, but they still attend to the Almighty. And that's how Yahweh weighed the balance. So a man don't have to be stronger than a woman. A woman don't have to be strong. No, we just have to fulfill our full potential of strength. This is an expectation. If you want to be a virtuous woman, strength and honor has to be your clothing. And if you read further in that Proverbs 31, it says, man, she strengthened her arms. She actually goes through the training and says, like, I got to strengthen my arms, because that's what the wise do. They will increase in strength. And one of your greatest strengths is the strength of mind. You have to be focused. You have to have yourself in order. Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and like I was saying, and with the men, not only the buck stops with us, but a lot of times we forget the buck starts with us. It starts with us. We have to be the beginning. Like Yahweh said, he's the beginning, and with the, he's at the last. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and ending. Because it starts with him and it stops with him. And as men, we have to, we can't expect nobody to order our house. That expectation is on us. And if our house is out of order, it's because we are not taking the steps to order it. It's on us. And when you give glory and strength unto the Almighty, your house will be in order. Whether you got a small house, a medium house, a big house, whatever size house you got, it should be in order. Order is the way of strength. Psalms, the 4th chapter, and look what it says. Starting at verse 1. Hear me when I call, O Elohim of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? See, Yahweh told us that he created us for his glory. That's what we created for. But here it is, we turn the glory of the Almighty into shame. And it's one of two things. You either giving glory and strength unto Yah, or you just, all you're doing is giving shame to the Almighty. That's all you're doing. It's one or the other. There is no middle place. It's either you giving glory and strength, or you just a shame. How long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity? Because as long as you keep loving vanity, it's going to be a shame. Because when you love vanity, that means your desire, the life of your heart, the strength of your heart is only to vanity. How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? And what is seeking after leasing? It's the same thing as seeking after your heart. For when you look up leasing, it just means deceit. It means deceitfulness. It means untruth. And people, what's the most deceitful thing in your midst? For the Most High tells us in the book of Jeremiah 17 chapter. This is the most deceitful thing that you got going. And guess what? You love, you seek after leasing. You seek after it. You love vanity, and you're seeking after leasing. Because look what it says in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the 9th verse. The heart is deceitful above all things. This is that leasing that you're seeking after. The deceit that's in your heart. The heart that will tell you things that will cause your spirit to mount up, that cause your head to to get filled up. And now you get ahead of yourself. Now you get above yourself. Now you haughty. Now you ain't even you acting humble just to say I'm humble. But no, Yahweh judged the heart. He's not fooled by your fake humility. He's not fooled by your fake righteousness. Yahweh wants sincerity. And truth and sincerity with Yah, you got to forsake all the foolishness. You got to get yourself all the way low, right to the dirt that you was created from. Stay in that place. And when you lift it up, let Yahweh be the one that lifts you up. Don't dare lift yourself in any kind of way. Let Yahweh lift you up. Let Yahweh honor you. Let Yahweh praise you. Let Yahweh thank you. But it says, ninth, the heart is deceitful above all. It's the most deceitful thing. And desperately wicked, who can know it? You think you know yourself. You think you know your heart. But no, you don't know. You don't get to know yourself until you really put into a situation. Next thing you know, man, you learn things about yourself you didn't even know. But yes, how long are you going to turn Yah's glory into shame and keep loving vanity and seeking after leasing, which means you seek is deceit. And the deceit that we're seeking after is the deceit of our heart. And the deceit of our heart, most of the time, it comes wrapped up into the lust of our heart. And when you wrapped up into vanity and the deceit and lust of your heart, all you're doing is turning Yahweh's glory into shame. In other words, you ain't giving glory and strength unto the Almighty. You're not doing it. And if you're not giving glory and strength unto the Almighty, all your days is in vain. You wasting time. That's your sacrifice in the morning. I got to wake up and I got to show y'all. I got to give y'all glory and strength. I'm about to honor the Almighty today. I'm going to honor Yahweh today. Because my whole duty, my whole purpose is to fear Yah, keep his commandments, and Yahweh don't want you to keep his commandments unless it's by the way of sacrifice. Yahweh said, I just want you to love me. That's my commandment. And so that's our expectation every day. You got purpose. You don't have a day granted to you without no purpose in it. Just because you're not a Moray, you're not in some big title position. Yahweh only put people in these positions to feed you. It's all about you, to get you together, to help inspire you in your daily life that Yahweh is looking at every single day. And you think that day don't mean nothing, but to Yah it means a lot. He said, man, you done forgot me days without number. Days without number. Because you feel like, man, I just ain't fulfilling no purpose. No. You got a great purpose to fulfill. And your purpose every day and your purpose every night is to give glory and strength unto the Almighty. And the only way you can tap into any glory and strength, you have to strengthen your heart. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 19th verse reads, Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Do you hear that? Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. And yes, wisdom is going to strengthen you in a complete way, a balanced way, all the way from your heart, all the way to your bones. That's why the scriptures say, man, it's going to be health to your navel, marrow to your bones. Because when wisdom strengthens you, she strengthens you all the way around. So, yes, you want your heart to get strong, well, you have to increase in wisdom. You have to increase in the book of wisdom is the book of Yah. And this is where you want to be your strongest. Because people out here, they very weak. Because they have these thoughts that Yahweh done told you to forsake. He said, listen, man, my thoughts is higher than your thoughts. So I want you to forsake your thoughts. Your thoughts, you see that trash can over there? And you see that garbage? I want you to take your thoughts and pitch them. But guess what? The same thoughts Yahweh want us to pitch in the trash, we'll take that trash and that garbage and we'll walk around with it as if it's gold. You ever see a poor man walking up the street with a cart and he got it filled up? And to him, man, he got a whole bunch of stuff. But somebody else, look, man, what you got all this garbage for? What are you doing with bags of chips with no chips in it? Just wrappers. And just foolishness. And that's how people don't realize, that's how they look at when the wise is looking. When Yahweh open your eyes, these guys are just walking up and down the street with carts of garbage. Look what it says real quick, because I want to keep showing you this in Ecclesiastes, but I want to in the book of Ezekiel, and so, in Ezekiel, the third chapter, let's read through this real quick, and I want you to see this. 3:1, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll, and go and speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill your bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it. And it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And this is the words of the Almighty. This is the laws and the wisdom of the Almighty. And he said unto me, son of man, go get thee to the house of Israel and speak them my words unto them. For thou art not unto a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. My goodness. The house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted, all of them. And this is iniquity. And the iniquity of the fathers is upon the children. It's still upon the children. And we still don't want to hearken. We ain't listening to y'all nor the people. And people walking around as if they not this. They walk around as if they, and they can't even see. They can't hear nor understand. But look what he says. The house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me, for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As the adamant, harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And watch this. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in your heart and hear with your ears. Because the ears is a window to the heart. It's a gate and door to the heart. And go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them all, speak unto them and tell them, thus says Yahweh Elohim, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. And this is why it might seem insignificant. We get up here and we speak in the words of the Almighty. I don't know how many brothers and sisters tuning in. I might be up here sometimes and ain't nobody tuning in. But I ain't tripping. I'm just here to do my duty for Yah, and I'm pleasuring in it. And that's just me personally. But I have to do this because this is the spirit of the Almighty. This is what he has commissioned us to do. To tell you whether you hear or whether you forbear. Whether you tune in or whether you tune out. Whether you show up or whether you don't show at all. We have to do the work of the Almighty. And it says, watch this and pay attention. The 12th verse. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of Yahweh from his place. I heard also the noise of wings of the living creatures that touch one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness. Why is he going in bitterness? This is the Spirit is that took him up, lifted him up, and it says he went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of Yah was strong upon him, because Yahweh done put the Spirit on him. But he's in bitterness and he's heated, like he feel angry about something. And watch this. Then I came to them of the captivity at Talabib, that dwelt by the river of Chabar, and I sat where they sat, and I remained there astonished upon them 7 days. He went to our people in captivity and just sat there for 7 days, and he was just astonished how people was dancing around and walking around as if they in Prince Palace, as if they just rocking and rolling, and they dripping with holiness, and they think that they got it all figured out, and they think that they just, and he just looked like, this is astonishment. This is astonishment. He says, he just sat there and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of Yah came unto me, saying, Son of man, I've made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the words of my mouth and give them warning from me. And as a watchman, he has to watch the people and see the state and know the state of the people. And people, we blind. We think we walking up the street and got it all figured out, but don't even realize, man, you just got a grocery cart of trash that you walking up the street with. A whole bunch of stuff that Yahweh told you to throw away. But Ecclesiastes, I just want to show you that that's how the servants of Yah, they sit back and would be astonished, because they can see something that you can't see. And we see the people, Yahweh said, listen, everybody is walking in the imagination of his own heart, his own evil heart. Everybody walking in that imagination. And when you see it, you really see it and understand it, my goodness, it's astonishing. Yahweh ain't inspired you yet. The word of Yahweh ain't touched you yet. Your heart still hard. You still ain't broke. You still hard-hearted. You still don't get it. Goodness gracious. It's astonishing. It's astonishing. Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter. You have people around the word of the Almighty for years and still don't get it. It's astonishing. They have a prophet in your midst and don't even know it. It's astonishing. Have a sanctuary in your midst and don't even know it. It's astonishing. And I'm always telling people, it ain't about the building, it's about the people. And where this people is, that's where I want to be. If they go to Charleston, I got to follow the sanctuary. If they go to Florida, I got to be with the sanctuary. And when it's time to go home, I have to be with the sanctuary, the congregation, the assembly, the house of Israel, the house of Yah, that he said he will even dwell in. And right now, we just so happen to be the sanctuary, and so happens to be right here at 1907 Zion Street, and that's where I want to be. That's where my feet is planted. And so Yahweh uproot us and take us somewhere else. And everything I do is going to stem and be rooted from this sanctuary. Because this is where the gathering is. When you study sanctuary, it just means a dedicated place, a sanctified place. And this place is dedicated. This place has been sanctified by the Spirit of the Almighty. Ecclesiastes 9 and 16, and then I'm going to get off of here. It says, the 13th verse, Ecclesiastes 9 and 13, this wisdom have I seen, also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of the wise, the words of wise men are heard and quiet, more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. And if you know anything about wisdom, Yahweh said, with the lowly is wisdom. Those that done humble themselves. Instead of striving with the world and the people, striving to prove themselves to be this and the other. No, just humble yourself. And then with true wisdom will come to you. But with that being said, praise the mighty Yah. For Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let his word and his name continually be magnified. Give glory and strength unto Yah. Hallelujah. Shalom.
He go speak to the house of Israel. So I open my mouth and he calls me to eat that roll. And he said to me, son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with that roll that I give you. Did I eat? And it was in my mouth was honey for sweetness. Come eat this roll, yeah. Come eat this roll, meet this roll. Open your mouth, digest these words, and fill your soul. It's honey for sweetness when he speak these words to me and make me grow. Come eat this roll, 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 come eat this roll. Open your mouth, digest these words, and fill your soul. It's honey for sweetness when he speak these words to me and make me grow. Come eat this roll, 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 come eat this roll. Sitting at this table, tore my plate. All the food gets great, they find more flavor. No man don't live by bread alone. Begin my portion in the morning like I'm eating on the bigger. This spiritual food, living noisy and ever full. Try be a teacher. Shout out to my level with the lions of the town. Silence on the pound. They can hear my brother bird crying from the ground like it. Ziggy or please tell me, fill my belly. Get the words of y'all, ain't none you can tell me. None you can tell me. But my people so regret it. Still jealous of the truth. I mean, you can be a day. We're hard on our hearts, stiffing our face. Yahweh said, don't be afraid of they words. They do all my scorpions. Said, look, don't be dismayed. Tell them everything I say. whether they hear or just they may. And when I looked at him, was sent to me in a roll of a book that lay. He spread it right before my face. Trouble was written on every page. Lamentations like this time described in Jeremiah's day. Moses back in 40 days to receive the laws of Yahweh. From the morning up till evening, all you can eat like a buffet. Gotta stuff your plate with the words you read. It's sweet as dessert if you eat it. Teach it to your children to keep it. I need it more than air I'm breathing. Meet this road. Open your mouth, digest these words, and fill your soul. And plenty for sweetness when he speak these words to me. It make me